Praise and thanks are due to Allah, and I humbly ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his nation from that which he fears for it. Ayahs 2 and 3 of Surah At-Talaq mean, and whoever fears Allah, Allah will facilitate for him a way out from every difficulty and provide sustenance for him from sources he would never expect. Verily, the one who relies on Allah, Allah will suffice him. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, rely on Allah so you can be protected and provided with the sustenance you need. For Allah is the creator of benefit and harm, and everything that comes into existence, and that nothing shall happen except by the will of Allah. So, fear Allah wherever you are, and do not worry about pleasing the people for the sake of money or for a high social status. Rather, let your main concern be to be accepted by Allah the Exalted. And know that if all humans and jinn were to come together to benefit you with something, they won't be able to unless Allah the Exalted has predestined for you to be benefited by it. So rely on Allah and remember that whatever Allah willed will be, and whatever Allah did not will shall not be. Always bear in mind that we are not in paradise. Rather, we are in a life full of hardship, a life that deceives and harms. We must rely on Allah and be patient with what Allah has inflicted us with, and do not dare to object. Ayah 23 of Surah Al-Anbiya means, Allah must not be questioned about what He does. However, the slaves are the ones to be questioned about what they do. And this is because Allah the Exalted is the creator of everything, and to Him everything belongs. One should be patient, as Allah ordered in the Quran. Ayahs 155 and 156 of Surah Al-Baqarah mean, and certainly we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives, and fruits, but give glad tidings to the patient ones, who, when inflicted with an affliction, they say, surely we belong to Allah, and surely to Him we shall return. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if you get inflicted with some sort of calamity, then follow the example of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. In his Sahih al-Bukhari, related through the root of Anas ibn Malik, may Allah raise his rank, that once he entered with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, to check on his son Ibrahim, who was on his deathbed. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, held his son Ibrahim and started to kiss him and smell him. Anas added, we entered again and found Ibrahim had passed away. The eyes of the Messenger began shedding tears. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf told the Prophet, and you also, O Messenger of Allah, meaning you also weep, O Messenger of Allah, as we do? The Messenger, peace be upon him, replied, it is a mercy, O son of Auf. Then the Prophet continued saying, the eyes shed tears and the heart grieves, but we only say that which is accepted by Allah. And indeed, to your parting, O Ibrahim, we are in grief. May Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad, peace be upon him. Again, do as Allah ordered, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and urge one another to do what is right, and urge one another to be patient. As for patience, it is controlling and conquering oneself to do what it dislikes, to refrain from what it likes amongst the worldly pleasures. So we must be patient and not disobey Allah because of an affliction or calamity that we may encounter. Be patient, conquer yourself and trap it from dragging you to committing sins, and do not object to Allah when calamities or afflictions befall you. Be patient in performing the obligatory and refraining from the unlawful, for it is obligatory upon you to do so. if you find yourself getting frustrated due to a calamity or due to an affliction, go to the cemeteries and visit the deceased ones amongst your family and brothers in religion, and know that this is where you will end up. And know that this world is not even worth to Allah even a wing of a mosquito. This world is like a prison to the believer and like a paradise to the non-believer. So stay steadfast on Islam until death and do not worry about anything else of the worldly pleasures. And Allah knows best.